Welcome to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast, episode 214. Coming up on this one, it was a do or die tonight for the Leafs. They had to win game five or the season was over. And guess what? They did. And now we got a game six in Toronto on Thursday. Matthews couldn't play in the game. Big fucking mystery around this guy. Does he have a bellyache? Does he have something else? We don't know. No goals from the top guys again tonight. And the power play was god awful, but they still got it done. They found a way to do it. Knies with the OT winner. Joseph Woll was amazing tonight. All this and more on 214 of the Tip In podcast.
What are we talking here? We got a little Mary Swanson situation on our hands. A possible what?
Telling me there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Yeah.
Let's hit the intro.
Matthews, a shot. Score! It never sounded so sweet.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast. I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
And I just want to, before we even get started, I just want to thank all our new subscribers on YouTube and the people who subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all podcast platforms. We picked up a lot of new listeners after the last episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you for finding us and checking it out. We really appreciate it. And the Leafs win game five in Boston.
Staying
to
alive.
Go home.
Staying alive.
To try and win a home game for the first time in seven tries.
Oh, man. Woo. I don't know, Chad. I don't know.
I should say a home playoff game, not a home game, but a home playoff game in seven tries.
Yeah, for sure, man. Look, a lot of good things here. I like the way they played in this game. 3-2 going back to Toronto Thursday night, win another one, and then we'll see what's cooking here. Florida Panthers waiting in the wings. Don't want to jump the gun on that because there's still a lot of work to be done here. But shift at a time, period at a time, game at a time, all the cliches. But it's true because they've dug themselves such a hole. That's just where they're at. But look, I did like their game tonight. Not going to lie. I thought they played really well. I still wasn't super high on like a lot of the perimeter shots and that. I still didn't think there was a lot of like net front presence, but they found a way. There will be a game six on Thursday. Knies gets the winner. Woll was obviously the right call in net. I wasn't sure about that in the first period when he let in the second goal of the game.
That wasn't his fault.
No, it wasn't. But we got to say, because like, again, I'm just going to say here, well, not again, but like, whatever, just me and you. People watching this or listening probably will not believe this, but this is an actual true thing that happened. Chad and I had a little quick phone call between the third period and overtime. So the intermission going into overtime. We just had a little back and forth, like, are we going to do the podcast tonight? Are we going to wait till tomorrow? If they win, if they lose, how are we going to do this? And right at the end of the conversation, we were like, want to pick a winner or two? Want to pick two? Like, no, nobody for the Bruins. You want to pick a guy that's going to score for the Leafs? Or to whatever. Is anybody going to believe this or not? Because you and I know it's true, but is anybody going to believe this?
No, no one will believe it. But Dale asked, he said, let's pick a winner. I said, okay, I'll go first. I said, Matthew Knies. He said that was his pick too, Matthew Knies. And guess who got the game winning? Matthew Knies. And I went on Twitter right before overtime started, and I saw 8 tweets in a row picking Matthew Knies. So something was in the blood of Leaf fans. And I bet a lot of people listen to this episode probably picked Matthew Knies to get the OT winner.
What do you think that is? Because I'm going to tell you what it was for me. Was it like what? Just a hunch for you, or just like was there something like what? Yeah. Why were you thinking that?
I just thought it because in overtime, the big players usually wash each other out and usually opens up the odd person on the wing. He's playing with Tavares and Nylander. I just thought he's probably going to be left open for something, and that's what happened. Did I think JT was actually going to drive the net for the first time in this series? No. But he did, and the puck bounced right to fucking Knies, and I loved it. Very nice.
Yes, exactly. Not going to go mental here on a win, although they still have a lot of work to do. I thought Tavares was absolutely atrocious in this hockey game. Sure. Okay, decent shift in the overtime period, 100%.
But first time he didn't just stop up and take a wrist shot.
if from the hash marks, that's all he's been fucking doing in this period or in this series. But Nyes, imagine this. A puck goes in off a rebound, driving the front of the net, like a mad scramble in front of the net. But all of a sudden there's some white fucking jerseys there and 23s there, and he fucking puts it in the net. Imagine that. You create some net front fucking presence. You bang one in to win a fucking game. Just they've been lacking on that, man. And like, needs to be more. That's how you do it. That's how you do it right there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you this. For me, the Nyes thing was like, it was an easy, easy fucking thing, because I know McCabe scored the first goal. I'll get into it a little bit, whatever. Like, not going to do a full breakdown here. We'll just kind of just give our thoughts. But honestly, Nyes in the first period, I think it was the first period. It might have been the second period, actually. I'm not sure. Where he was mixing it up with, like, Marchant was kicking around and Pasternak was kicking around, and Nyes was right in the fucking middle of it. And he's like looking right at Pasternak, a premier player in the league, in the world, one of the best hockey players in the world, fucking David Pasternak. And Nyes is just looking right at him. He's like, what are you fucking going to do? What do you want to do, bud?
Yeah.
Like, I've never, like, that's a, like,
it was also because it was Morgan Riley. He was stepping in there.
For sure, but he's a fucking rookie. He's a rookie. He's a kid. And he's like, what, Pasternak's not a veteran. Well, yeah, he is, I guess.
He's a veteran.
Is. So, like, but for Nyes to step in the middle of that and just be like, what the fuck? What are you going to do? What do you want to do? Like, 88? You want to fucking do something or what? Like, I don't know.
You got to do that in the playoffs.
No, like, I love the look of it. Like, you could just, the camera was panning, like, just, you could see his face, and like, just, he was just so engaged and like, yeah, like, I'm not going to fucking back down from you. You want to fucking try something? Let's fucking do it right now.
Yeah, I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
I loved it too. So that was a big part of why I was like, Nyes just looks like, okay, this guy might be like a little fire. I like the fire, Chad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, he looked engaged. He had a little fire. He got in Pasternak's face. You could notice him tonight. And I could say that for a lot of the Leafs, that I could not say that on Saturday night, where I noticed them tonight. But you know what? The big thing to take away from this game for me is two things.
They didn't roll over and die.
One, they didn't roll over and die without Austin Matthews. Two, they finally beat Jeremy Swayman.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I wasn't even thinking.
Swayman finally lost to the Leafs, and now he's got to go back to Toronto, and he's on a losing streak against the Leafs for the first time in his career, or this season anyway.
You think there's any chance that, like, there's just a small percentage of, like, Boston mindset, and I know the Leafs mindset. Like, trust me, like, I know the Leafs are not super.
Yeah, Boston is 100% got doubt in their mind now,
thinking like, we can't do what we did last year here again.
Yeah, because it's probably eerily similar to last year. The feelings that they have, I don't know, but I'm assuming that it's eerily similar. And now they got to get on a plane. Like, they were probably thinking today after watching Florida stomp Tampa Bay yesterday, like, they were probably watching and thinking, all right, we got the Panthers, we just got to win tonight and we're going to play the Panthers.
By the way, I think Tampa kind of got a raw deal in that game, but anyway,
they did get a raw deal, yes, but we won't get into that.
No,
but either way, I think Boston was like, you probably, it would be hard not to think you're up 3-1 the way Toronto played in game four. I feel like Boston came out tonight thinking this was going to be an easy game. It wasn't. Toronto brought a good game. But I think when they're getting on the plane and they're heading back to Toronto, there's got to be a part of them that's like, fuck. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're doing this.
Yeah, there's got to be.
So this wasn't like you barely won game four and then lost in game five.
The Leafs gave them game four. They gift wrapped it to them.
Every Leaf fan thought this series is over after game four. You can't tell me the Boston Bruins didn't think this series was over after game four. There is totally doubt in their mind as they're packing their bags heading to Toronto.
Yep.
You can't tell me there's not.
No, I don't disagree with that. But I think that you're going to see a different Boston team on fucking Thursday night, 100%. So
But everyone talks about Montgomery and the way he's coaching and out-coach Keith and making changes. This happened to him last year. And you could see it on the bench that it was in his head too. Like, oh, fuck. Oh, God, not again.
You're right. I don't think this was coaching tonight, though. I wouldn't pin this down to Sheldon Keefe.
No, it wasn't coaching. But I mean, does he go, sometimes what coaches do is when things happen like this and it gets in your head, they overcoach. Like, is he going to go back to Allmark and take Swayman out because he's like, oh, fuck, I fucked with the rotation that I was doing all year, and that's why we didn't win tonight.
That'll be the storyline going into Thursday.
Yeah, and then you put Allmark in, and maybe the Leafs win again, and all of a sudden, you know, things can unravel pretty quick.
That will be a storyline for sure going into Thursday night. Who's playing a net for the Bruins?
Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be, because Swayman gave up two goals again. Like,
no, he's not the reason. He's not the reason they lost the hockey game. Boston looked flat. They didn't. Okay, do you think, like, I think the Leafs outplayed them here, but do you think it was so much that, like, the Leafs were just that much better, or do you think Boston was just like, they kind of no-showed it? They kind of no-showed it.
Well, take away game one, because I think game one was kind of a write-off in the game,
which is sad too.
It's sad. There's two games in this series where the Leafs have kind of handed it to Boston.
1-4, baby.
Right. But in games two and in game three, they were pretty close games. And I never felt in either one of those games that Boston was dominating. And I think when Toronto actually plays a game and actually fucking shows up to play, they're just as good, if not better, than Boston most of the time. But I just don't understand. The Leafs have a tendency, like, I would love to be like, oh, the Leafs are going to come into game six and have this same game. The Leafs could go back home and have another game four and this series is over. And I would not be surprised. Would you?
No, not at all. Look, I think the Leafs played well with what was at stake here, but I still wanted to see another level. And again, I don't want to go crazy here because I'm excited that they won and they're forcing a game six, and we'll see what happens here. But for what was at stake? What was at stake on Saturday? They should have fucking, like, to me, if they end up losing this game, this series in six or seven, I'm always going to look back to that Saturday game and be like, where the fuck were you there? Because that's where you lost the fucking series. Okay.
And game one too.
Sure. Like, a couple no shows, like, no, without a doubt. So, like, but again, like, with what was at stake here, like, I still wanted to see a bit of a higher level. I thought they played good, but again, still couldn't score on the fucking power play. Well, 0-for-3 on the power play again. 1-for-17 in the series on the power play, Chad. The Bruins are 6-for-14 after tonight on the power play. I'm sorry. That to me is just like 1-for-17. Like,
can I be Sunshine Guy?
Please.
Everybody fucking hates Sunshine Guy, but
I'm about to not be, so go ahead.
I'll be Sunshine Guy.
Go ahead. I don't know how you can be Sunshine Guy with a stat like 1-for-17 on the fucking power play.
I thought their power play tonight actually looked decent. It just didn't score for the first.
What did they have to fucking? Okay, great. It looked
no. Better. I'm saying I still think
they could get set up in the zone. Great.
I still think it sucks, but at least they were just fucking skating through the neutral zone and getting it in every time, and not doing that fucking. Boston can't handle Toronto speed. When Toronto comes in with speed, Boston can't handle it. When you slow it down and you throw it back through the shotgun,
which they just
love slingshot.
Doing it. Oh, they love it.
But when they fucking do that, Boston's like, all right, no problem. So they didn't score tonight, and that is concerning. Yes, that's very fucking concerning. They haven't scored all series. That'll probably be the reason they lose.
1-for-17.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to put a little positive on it. Just a tiny dash positive. It looked a little better.
Oh, God.
It looked a little better.
So what? You think they're just, like, right around the corner from breaking out of that?
No, what I'm saying is it still sucks that they haven't scored, but it looked a little better.
I
still got a bruise on my nutsack.
No,
but it looks a little better today.
This is how insane I've gotten to here in this series. I'm just like, don't call a penalty. just play 5-on-5. Just play 5-on-5. Like, don't call a fucking penalty.
I think the same thing. Like, the Leafs get a power play, and you're like, oh, Jesus Christ.
There goes 2 minutes down the fucking drain. So,
the hell, all the momentum's just going to go back to Boston.
But, okay, like, I'm going to be honest here. Like, make an adjustment, though. Like, when you're 1-17 on the power play, make a fucking adjustment. Matthews can't play, so Domi takes his spot on the... We'll get into Matthews in a second here. Domi takes his spot on the power play, but the rest of the guys are still the same. It's still JT. It's still fucking Mitch. It's still Nylander. It's still Riley. I'm sorry. For me, I'm watching the games. You're watching the games. Everybody listening to this or watching this is watching the games.
You can't fucking be still in love with 91 JT with what he's done in this series. You can, especially on specialty, you can't win a fucking draw. Domi was outrageously incredible
winning tonight,
winning the draws. And Keith is still like, even though Domi was on the power play, he still had fucking JT taking the draw. That to me is absolutely insane. So for me, it's an easy adjustment. It's super fucking easy. When the Leafs power play was humming late in the season, not late like the last couple weeks, but like the last month or so
February,
of the season to go.
February okay? and March.
Sure. Guess what they did? They had fucking, they didn't play JT on the top fucking power play unit. They played Bertuzzi instead, and they were clicking. They were humming. So here's an easy fucking adjustment. I don't know. I'm coaching the team. I'm watching old tape. I'm thinking of like, what can I do to like potentially snap out of a
tape?
Whatever. Like, I'm not a tape guy, but yeah, I might throw the tape in every now and then.
Like your VHS tapes in your office?
Yeah, that's how old I am, of course. Or however they watch it nowadays, on the iPad, whatever the fuck they're doing, all right? But like, you take, it's a simple solution, Chad. And I'm not saying this is the end-all, be-all fix to it, but make a fucking adjustment. You take 91 off, you put Bertuzzi out there with the top unit and see what fucking happens. But for me, it's absolutely ridiculous that Keith, again, just could not or would not see this as a possibility and make the necessary adjustments. Again, I'll give it to you again. 0-for-3 tonight on the power play. Come on. Come on.
I 100% agree with you. If there's anything that I hate about the power play more than the slingshot, it's that JT has become, he's like the person on the play where the play goes to die. Like, as soon as it gets to his stick, it's either a soft wrister into the crest of the goalie, or he just, have you noticed he just whips passes? Like, he's not even fucking looking.
Not even looking.
He's like, I'm going to throw it back to the point. Nobody there. I'm going to throw it over here. Nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think if you take JT off and put someone else on, I don't care if it's Bertuzzi. Just, like you say, just mix it up.
The best their power play was cooking was when they put JT to the second unit and they put Bertuzzi on the top unit. So why the hesitation? Why?
Well, I was thinking tonight watching the game, not outside of the power play, like speaking of JT, if Matthews did come back, would you think about JT on the third line and Max Domi centering your second line?
100%.
Like, what was he on the draws tonight? It was insane. I think he was like 75-80%. After the first period, he was 10-for-10 on the draw.
Oh, Domi. You're talking about Domi.
Yeah, Domi.
Domi was incredible. He couldn't lose a fucking draw. JT couldn't win one.
And not just could JT not win one. Like, I know he had a good play in overtime and got the goal or whatever. And I know Domi, he has a tendency, as we saw in the 2-on-1, to overthink and not shoot. And he's always looking for the pass. But at this time, Tavares just seems out of sync.
Two-on-one in the third period with him and Bertuzzi, everyone knew, including Swayman, that he was passing that puck over because he just doesn't trust his shot.
But if he's on the second line and that passes to Nylander, maybe that puck goes in the net.
Yep.
And I just think right now, I think JT's kind of dragging Nylander down.
You got to put JT down. I totally agree.
I wish it was last year and we have Ryan O'Reilly and you could just be like, all right, guess who's going up to second line center?
Like, is this far-fetched for me to say? I thought Holmberg played a better game than fucking 91. I'm being dead serious.
No, JT's been, he's been pretty bad this series. He's been really bad.
Man, like when the wheels fall off, did the wheels fall off or what?
Yeah.
Like, holy fuck, where is this guy?
Maybe that's a bright side, is that Domi showed you that he can center in this series. And you can make some adjustments. But we all know Sheldon Keefe. He don't like to change things after a win. So if Austin Matthews comes back, it'll basically be Marner goes back to the second line, Nylander the third line. Like, he'll just go back to the old ways. That's how Keefe is.
I'm not sure about that, to be honest with you. Just because they're in such desperation mode, I could see a situation where...
He finally puts JT on the third line?
Well... Yeah, I think so. Like, I could see a situation where potentially Mitch and Austin reunite. But, I mean, this is pure... And then you go Domi back with, like, Nylander and Nyes. I don't know. I'm not sure. Like, yeah. I don't know what Keith's going to do here. But do you want to just take a second on Matthews here? Like, what do you... Like, this is not fucking food poisoning. This isn't the fucking flu.
No,
They're just absolutely bullshitting the fucking media and the fans. Like, why don't you just say it?
Why don't you just say he's got a fucking a groin injury?
He's got something. You don't. If you have a bellyache, you don't go on the ice.
Dude, come on. It's not an illness. Chad, it's not.
No, that's what I'm saying. If you have a bellyache, you don't go on the ice for 8 minutes and then leave.
No, he was testing something to see if he could go.
Like if you have a stomachache, you know you have a stomachache when you don't need to put your equipment on and go out on the ice to know if you have diarrhea. No. You're either shitting your pants or you're not shitting your pants. That's the end of the story.
It's total. Maybe he did have something, but that's not.
I think he did.
But that's not what this is now. You could see in game four, he looked back to the trainer. I don't know if you caught this. He looked back to the trainer and he basically said, I think this is what he said. He's like, I can't fucking skate. I can't skate right now. So
I didn't see that.
Okay. There was the camera pan to him where you could see him looking back and he like was like covering his mouth with his glove, but you could see him. He said something to the trainer. He wasn't covering it fully. And it looked close to along the lines of like, I can't fucking skate.
Yeah. It makes sense. I mean,
so that's gotta be lower bodies. It could be a groin injury. It could be, I don't know.
He was so great in game two, like so great in game two. And then he caught the food poisoning or illness and he was kind of like not great in game three. And he was a ghost in game four.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't do anything.
Well, dude, so
it would make sense that something other than just a fucking flu bug is bugging him.
But what does it take to like take your gear off in the second intermission of a game where you basically, I'm talking going back to Saturday here, to take
not
your gear
up?
Well, like what is going on with somebody where like you basically know, I know you're down 3-0, but if you lose that game, your season basically fucking over. He decides to take the gear, or was it his call? I mean, ultimately it is his call. If that was me sitting in the stall, like, and I don't know what's going on with this guy. Hopefully we'll find out. Hopefully he can fucking play on Thursday because we fucking need him. But like, if that's you, depending on what's going on, I don't know what's going on here, but if there's something I could freeze up or if there's like, you look back to Matthew Tkachuk playing with what a broken fucking sternum all the way to the Stanley. What was it? A broken sternum all the way to the Stanley.
Yeah, it was something like that. He couldn't even get out of bed.
His brother had to fucking help him get out of bed. But this guy was on the ice every fucking night, giving it 100%. Yeah. And I'm not questioning his like, I'm not questioning Matthews here. Okay. But I'm just saying like, if that was me, like, I don't know. Like, would you not just be kind of like, okay, if
that's
you could,
what's fucking
if
stupid you, about this, man. That is what's fucking stupid about this, and it's been stupid since the start of the playoffs. They don't fucking tell us. They don't say anything. So we speculate. The media speculates, and you know what happens? It turns a fucking bad light on the player.
It went from Nylander right into Matthews.
Exactly.
Nylander came back. Matthew leaves. We're going.
And everybody's like, what's these fucking pussies? What's wrong with them? Put a freeze it up, put an ice pack on and get out there. But the fact is, we have no idea what the fuck it is.
Because they're not telling us.
Exactly.
So it's pure speculation.
This is what happens when you put a fucking cone of silence over injuries is yeah. Everybody just thinks because he was on the ice this morning, everyone's like, oh, this fucking guy could play. He just doesn't have the heart and passion that they had back in the day where they don't play. But you don't know what it is.
Yeah, no.
Like, no. If the series ends on Thursday and then he comes out and he's like, well, I had a bruise on my leg and it just really... Then, yeah, everyone will be fucking flipping their lid. But because we don't know, we just assume that it's something simple that he could freeze and get back on the ice and play or... Oh, you can't play because you have a stomach bug. Get out there. It's the same with Nylander. We still don't know what Nylander was suffering from. I know Elliot Friedman reported, but the Leafs have never said, hey, you know, he had a concussion or migraine or we don't know.
Yeah.
So it's just, it drives me nuts. Why the fuck don't they just say, this is what's wrong with him?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. But
NFL, this is what's wrong with the player. Yep. Here you go. Everybody knows.
Yep.
And NHL. Nothing.
Yeah, no, it's like I 100% agree. Like, I think it's insane that they don't just like what is it gonna matter? Like, if you just say, okay, it's
they like, think the other team might like target that as an injury. I don't think the league's like that anymore. Maybe back in the day, but not today.
No,
anyway,
no, dude, you look to like past years, like we've been following this team a long time. You go back to like the early 2000s and just you know, kind of their. Early 90s, but like early 2000s when they were going to the third round and like winning two rounds every year and losing in the conference final, whatever, you know, guys like Roberts, whatever, like you don't think these guys were playing through fucking shit. Like you don't think Gary Roberts was like,
oh,
Gary Roberts would pull his groin almost every night.
Every night, Gary Roberts would pull his
coin. He still does. He still pulls.
But guess what? He would be like, okay, whatever. Yeah, I got.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm on.
But I have a groin made of steel, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I think they gotta find a way to hire Gary Roberts. I think.
But like you, that same playoff, Matt Sundin went out with an injury.
He did.
But the difference was that they announced it.
Yeah.
They're like, this is what's wrong with Matt's. But then he came back. But same thing. Matt's
and he scored a huge game 6 goal.
He did. And he came back like not even close to 100% healthy.
They lost anyways, but it was
still. But he did score the goal.
It was still huge at the time. One of my favorite memories as
Bob Cole.
Oh, Bobby Cole.
Yeah.
The best, the absolute best to ever do it.
Yeah, but anyway, with the just to wrap up the Matthews thing, we don't know what it is, and I hate speculating, and
yeah,
I hate being hard on the guy and calling him a pussy when I have no idea what it is.
We're not saying that.
You see, a lot of people are like, I see it all over Twitter, all over the internet. Freeze it, get out on the ice, get it. Well, you don't know what it is.
No,
you have no idea what it is.
That's true.
It's just it's stupid, and it's the Leafs' fault. Just fucking say it, man.
No, I agree.
When gambling gets bigger, when the NHL sports betting gets really, really big, they're going to be pressured to tell people because people aren't going to make massive bets without all the information they need.
Not knowing if the guy's going to play until 6:30 when the game starts at fucking 7. That's like, a little tough.
Like sports betting's new in Canada. Like it's just a few years. But when that ramps up and the NHL gets more and more involved, especially with the Vegas Golden Knights and everything. When there's huge bets being placed on the NHL, the pressure will come down the road that I want to fucking know now who's starting in net. I want to fucking know now what the injury is and if the guy's playing. It'll be like the NFL. Everything will be disclosed.
100%. Okay, a couple quick things and then we'll get out of here. I don't know if you saw Sportsnet trolling the Leafs again early in this hockey game. Do you know what I'm about to say here?
Yeah.
Okay, Sportsnet was going to commercial in the first period. Every time they went to commercial, they were playing a Radiohead song. The song is called Just, and the chorus of that song is, you do it to yourself, you do yourself and no one else. Did you know that was about like what I was going to say there or no? Or did you think I was going to say something else?
Yeah, no, I knew you were going to say Radiohead. I thought you would throw in the first line of the song, though.
What's the first line of the song?
I can't get the stink out.
Oh, yeah, no. That as well. But the chorus is, you do it to yourself, yeah, yourself, you and yourself. No one else. So, like, you could just see, they love doing those slow motion, like, images going to commercial, whatever. So I'm just thinking, here we go again, fucking Sportsnet. They own the fucking team, Rogers, and they're just, like, shitting on their own team. But
they're probably pissed, too, because if they get knocked into the playoffs, their revenue goes.
Woo. But, like, what a song selection, right? Like, you do it to yourself, and no one else. Like, I'm listening to that going commercial thinking, come on, like, who's picking these fucking two? They must have
the same old story, same old song and dance. Do it to yourself.
Same thing, right? They're just looking for songs where it's like, how do we fit this narrative of like these guys doing it again? Yeah. Anyway.
I'm surprised they didn't start overtime with This Is the End.
Yeah.
By the Doors.
100%. Anyway, all right. So what I just wanted to bring that up, but I guess we can end it on a positive here. A couple quick positives.
Yeah.
Nyes gets the winner in overtime. Absolutely incredible. They're still alive, fighting for another day. So, you know, you show up on Thursday. But again, Chad, and I said this last podcast, even though we went like pretty hard on them, like, you know,
everybody did. Everybody did.
Of course. How could you not? After that performance, how could you not do anything?
They shit the bed.
How could you do anything but not shit on these guys for what they put forward in game 4? Like, come on, let's get serious. But, you know, okay, we'll see. So they live to fight another day. Nyes, huge winner in overtime. Joseph Woll, clearly the right key, finally makes the right call, and it paid off with Joseph Woll. For me, the rest of the, so looking forward now here, I guess is where I'm going to go with this. I'm not going to touch on Mitch tonight because whatever. He was okay. Was he great? No, I don't think. But like, we'll have a ton of time to talk about Mitch, right? So I'm not really going to go to Mitch here, but
if this series end, we can really, like, if they get knocked out, we'll tear down Mitch and JT. Oh. Like, we'll go through all that when that
100%. So like, I'm not going to, like, we went a little hard on Mitch last time, but deserved. So, well, you know, I don't think he was great tonight. Better,
better, not great, not the performance not great, I'm looking for.
But I actually noticed him tonight.
Sure, sure. Like, he didn't pull a Marchant in game four or game three, like, not anywhere close. But no. Okay, we'll see what Mitch has got on Thursday night. We'll see. But anyway, like, so Nyes gets the winner. We'll see what happens on Thursday night. But Joseph Woll, for me, I still think, and I guess I'll end it on this and wherever you want to go here, I still think this really rides or dies with Joseph Woll. And that's crazy to say for, like, a rookie goaltender, but I really believe, like, he either wins them that, maybe that's a little strong. He either keeps them in. Well, maybe it's not. Joseph Woll wins them this series, or that's too much to say. Like, they still need the offense from guys like Marner and JT to contribute, or potentially Woll could maybe do this not on his own, but another performance like that, you only let in one goal.
Well,
sorry, Chad, before you go, I should have said this again too. I know they won 2-1 in overtime, but once again, they only scored two goals. Like,
I said that off the top.
Oh, sorry.
But anyway.
Yeah, go ahead. The Joseph Woll thing, like, what do you think? Like, is
Joseph Woll has to play two games where he lets in one less goal than the guy in the Boston net, be it Swayman or Allmark. And that's going to be a tough task because the Leafs don't fucking score goals and those guys don't give up goals. Can he do it? I don't know. We'll find out. The thing that I think about after watching tonight, would we still be losing the series had we started Woll at the beginning?
We'll never know.
Like,
that.
Maybe would he have made a couple of those soft saves? Like, the in game three, the shot, the Joe Neuendijk shot from the hash marks.
From the fucking hash marks.
Like, would Woll have made that save?
Blocker low side from the
hash. Maybe Woll makes that save and it's 1-0 and win that game.
Joe Neuendijk and Patty Laleem, 2000. It was the
exact same shot. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, we will be back Thursday after the game. We got a game six, baby. We're still alive. So that means Chad and Dale still got a job to do.
Yep.
So until then, I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
And we will.
Hey, man. Can't wait to see how this baby plays out. Like, talked a little about false hope last podcast. False hope here, Chad, or you think they got a chance at coming back here? You win game six, obviously you got a fucking chance.
But I said it. I even said it last podcast. I said there's always a chance. And this was your quote. You said there is no fucking way in this life that they win this series. And I said, you're probably right, but there's always a chance.
Are they fooling us again?
They're probably fooling us again. But you know what? As soon as the game starts, just like tonight, I wanted them to win so fucking bad. And I'll be the same way Thursday night. It's like, no matter what, as soon as the game starts, I'm like, well, I can't cheer against them. I got to have them win. But anyway, hopefully it's not false hope, but we'll find out Thursday.
Yes, we will. Any final thoughts?
No.
All right. That's it.
That's it, baby.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Please, if you're watching this on YouTube, we would really appreciate it. Give the thumbs up to this video and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We will be bringing you incredible content through the next game or two, or if they lose throughout, like, locker cleanout, Keith getting fired, maybe Shanny. We'll see what happens. Don't want to jump the gun too far because they're still in it. They're still alive. So we'll see what happens. But we really appreciate the support, guys. So please like the video. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. And Thursday night, who knows? Want to make a prediction or we'll just see what happens?
God, no. Yeah, fuck no.
No, can't make a prediction with these boys.
We'll see you Thursday.
Yeah, we'll be back after the game on Thursday night. Guys, thanks again. We'll catch you later.